Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks that are moving the needle in big ways. Today we're diving deep into Red Cat Holdings, ticker RCHAT, a name that's been absolutely on fire lately thanks to some serious tailwinds in the drone sector. Let's kick things off with the bigger picture. RCAT has surged over 50% in the past week alone, riding a wave of optimism around potential U.S. government funding for domestic drone tech under the Trump administration. The stock is trading around $14.50 right now, with a market cap just north of $1.5 billion, and it's showing massive momentum across multiple timeframes. Red Cat operates in the drone space with a focus on both commercial and defense applications. Through its subsidiaries, the company develops unmanned aerial systems, surface vessels, and related tech that supports everything from FPV consumer drones to military-grade autonomous platforms. CEO Jeffrey Thompson has steered the business toward all-domain solutions spanning air, land, and maritime environments, and the recent close of the Quaise Technologies acquisition adds wireless power capabilities that could remove major bottlenecks for persistent operations. With 115 full-time employees and headquarters in Puerto Rico, this is still a relatively small but rapidly scaling player in the computer hardware and technology sector. Revenue has been the standout story lately. Fiscal 2026 came in at $40.7 million, a massive jump from just $7.3 million the prior year. The company has diversified across consumer FPV products and other segments, though defense and government-related demand is clearly driving the acceleration. Geographic exposure remains concentrated in the U.S., which positions RCAT well for any domestic funding packages that materialize. On the earnings front, the Q1 results showed continued investment mode with a loss of 22 cents per share, wider than the 14-cent consensus. Full-year 2026 net income landed at negative $72 million, reflecting heavy spending on scaling production and R&D. That said, gross profit turned positive at $1.27 million, and management has highlighted a sharply expanded opportunity pipeline tied to allied demand for unmanned systems. The trajectory suggests revenue growth is outpacing losses on a percentage basis, which is the key metric to watch going forward. Looking at the balance sheet, the company ended fiscal 2026 with $168 million in cash and equivalents, against just $27.8 million in total liabilities, giving it a fortress-like liquidity position with a current ratio near 11. Total assets reached $274 million, supported by a big financing round that brought in over $254 million in cash flow from financing activities. Free cash flow remains negative at around $96 million as the business builds out manufacturing capacity, but the cash runway looks solid for the next several years of execution. Valuation-wise, RCAT trades at roughly 29.5 times sales on a trailing basis, with a forward PE that stretches into triple digits given the current earnings trajectory. Enterprise value sits near $1.45 billion. Investors are clearly paying up for the growth story and the defense sector leverage, but profitability milestones will need to arrive to justify the multiple over time. Shifting to the SWOT lens, strengths include established drone sector positioning, diversified product lines, and a robust cash balance that supports scaling. Weaknesses center on ongoing net losses and thin gross margins that still need meaningful improvement. Opportunities are enormous with potential Pentagon funding, the Quaise acquisition unlocking new capabilities, and surging global demand for autonomous systems. Threats include execution risk on large contracts, competition from bigger defense players, and any delays in government budget approvals. On the performance chart, RCAT has delivered 124% returns over the past year and an eye-popping 462% over 5 years, far outpacing the broader technology sector. The recent 23% monthly gain and 50% weekly spike reflect the funding narrative taking hold, though volatility remains high given the small-cap nature of the name. From an intrinsic standpoint, the business is still in hyper-growth mode with negative free cash flow, so traditional DCF models would require aggressive assumptions around future contract wins and margin expansion. The strong cash position and manufacturing build-out give management flexibility to pursue those opportunities without immediate dilution pressure. Wrapping up, Red Cat is a high-risk, high-reward bet on the future of autonomous warfare and domestic drone manufacturing. The recent funding buzz and acquisition momentum create a compelling setup, but sustained revenue growth and a clear path to positive earnings will be the real catalysts. If you're bullish on defense tech spending, this one deserves a spot on your watch list, but size positions appropriately given the volatility. Thanks for watching. Drop your thoughts in the comments, and I'll catch you in the next one.